Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. A judge has ruled carmaker Mercedes-Benz violated labor laws while dealing with employees interested in forming a labor union. An administrative law judge for the National Labor Relations Board ordered Mercedes to revise rules in its employee handbook at its auto manufacturing plant in Vance. The United Auto Workers accused Mercedes managers of stymieing pro-union employees' efforts to distribute information about the union. Mercedes told the Tuscaloosa News its only restrictions were designed to protect worker safety and production, but a judge ruled that employees who are not on working time can solicit support for a union from other employees, even if they are in work areas. The leftover shells from your seafood dinner could lead to atomic power. At least that's the goal of new research from the University of Alabama. They're extracting a natural polymer from the shells of shrimp and developing it into a material that can extract uranium from the ocean. Robin Rogers is chair of chemistry at the Tuscaloosa campus. He says to think of it as like a magnet.
I think all my chemist friends will give me a hard time for saying that, but essentially that's what happens. We put something on the surface that attracts the uranium that's in the ocean, grabs it, and won't let go.
The polymer they extract is called chitin. It's a biodegradable material that Rogers says would be a great alternative to plastics currently used to find uranium. The Department of Energy awarded them a $1.5 million grant to develop the material. The DOE hopes to use the uranium for nuclear energy. You can hear a full interview with Robin Rogers at APR.org. High school students in Mobile and Baldwin counties will be using this week to look at jobs in the medical field. The 11th annual Summer Scrubs program is run by the Bay Area Healthcare Coalition and the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. Susan Rack Blanchard is the spokesman for the chamber. She says many communities have seen shortages in the medical field.
We wanted to work proactively to avoid that here in Mobile, and it's working. But we have a lot of students who are very interested in the medical field, and this really helps them figure out what they want to do.
Blanchard says around 140 students will be participating this year. They will go to various healthcare centers in the area to get a behind-the-scenes look at the medical industry and the jobs they may be interested in for the future. Officials from the University of Alabama and the city of Tuscaloosa say they're planning to crack down on people counterfeiting football tickets this season. The Tuscaloosa News reports city council recently amended Tuscaloosa's municipal code to require all members of a ticket reselling business to buy $100 business licenses to legally operate. The amendment was focused on runners who buy tickets before sports events and return them to licensed resellers. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Peter Crank.
Across the state today, we'll see varying conditions for our skies as well as temperatures. Further to the south, we'll see better chances for storms and temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Towards the north, we'll see cooler conditions as that cold front swings through a little bit earlier to the north. For our Tuesday, though, everyone will be feeling much drier and cooler with highs in those mid to upper 80s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.